You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ed Bolarski is here, General Manager, CEO of GRU. Welcome and good morning, Ed. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. Well, I did want to give you a hug, though, when I heard about your little medical incident, just to see you back in the saddle again.
Thank you so much.
It does my heart well. And I do want to extend some best wishes from all your fans at GRU.
Right on.
There's many people that listen to your show and enjoy the commentary with Greg as well. So thank you.
I appreciate that very much. And I know you reached out to me personally, and I appreciate that as well. Look, we've talked about it before, but a quick reset for those not in the know. GRU is municipally owned. The city of Gainesville owns GRU, the utility company. And for years, they were touted and pointed to as, that's how you do it. They were doing it right. And it was a great example of a municipally run utility. And I moved here about 23 years ago. And that's when I think things kind of began to change. And I would say went downhill from there. So, Ed, you give us a kind of a timeline and push us along here.
Yeah. Thanks for the intro on that. There's a lot of folks in town that aren't aware of the history of GRU. 100-year-old municipal-owned utility. We were the flagship of state municipal utilities. Low cost, sold our excess power. Then the 2000s hit, and the green agenda promoted solar feed-in tariffs, which forced GRU to pay 10 times the amount of electricity rates to folks that put solar arrays on their
homes.
10
times the rate, okay.
10 times. That cost us something like $75 million. Since they first were enacted in 2006, money coming out of the customers' pockets. We got engaged in a biomass contract that set us back to the tune of $2.5 billion. You can't absorb those types of ill-advised contracts and arrangements without it having an impact on the customer. And that changed the direction of the utility. I wasn't here until 2015. And by that time, GRU had had bond rating reductions. I was literally brought on board to see if I could get out of the biomass contract. It was 30 years, $2.5 billion, and it was costing us $75 million a year, whether the plant ran or not.
Mm.
It was virtually the worst contract in North America.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, you would not have to be a trained attorney to realize this was absolutely a one-sided contract.
It was a unilateral, ironclad contract that we had three attorneys tell us that we couldn't break. So I negotiated out of that contract, saved us about $1 billion. But that's still another billion or more that we still had to pay over the future. So rather than reduce the appetite at City Hall, we have a little thing called a general fund transfer. Profits from GRU go to the city.
Which years and years ago was not an issue.
No, it's something. It's why they have a municipal utility.
Right, it was profitable.
Right. But from 2018 until 2021, the city took $68 million more than the utility made. I mean, let that sink in.
$68 million more than they had in profits.
Right. So
$68 million in the red just to put to the city coffers. Money that really literally didn't really exist.
We had to take it out of reserves and fill those reserves with borrowings. We had to literally go to Wall Street to pay the city for that money.
That makes no sense.
Have. Yeah. And that got the attention of state legislators, Chuck Clemens, Keith Perry, and because we had $2 billion in debt. That $2 billion in debt, if it's not paid by the customers, it becomes the state coming in. So that's the setup for what happened with House Bill 1645 and why we're in the situation now where the city no longer is the governing body of the utility. Even though it's owned by the city commission no longer decides the rates, decides the general fund transfer, and the business decisions for the utility.
Which none of them are utility experts in any way, shape, or form. Probably very few of them even understand some of the basics of a P&L sheet or whatever. And they just didn't understand it. And it became a huge task, a big deal, especially once they start to accrue this kind of debt. So the governor comes in and he says, all right, we're going to put a panel together. So you're feeling as the general manager and CEO, is this panel doing right by the ratepayers?
Well, you don't have to listen to me. All you have to do is read Fitch's report. Fitch is one of the top three bond rating agencies, and they said that the authority is effective in what they're doing. It takes a lot for a rating agency to opine on the governance structure, and they did. And in addition to that, they said that they affirmed our A-plus rating, and at that affirmation, they indicated that they would like to see continued reduction in the general fund transfer, the money that goes to the city, because it keeps rates lower, we pay off our debt, we do things that a business would do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, what your dad or my dad would probably say, if you're, you know, you're in a hole, don't dig deeper.
Right. There's a fiduciary responsibility. You as the CEO and general manager fully understand that. The city folks obviously still don't get it. Why are they pushing so hard to pull back this power, in which they weren't effectively using? They were more destructive in what they were doing than being helpful. Why do they want that back again? They want a second bite at the apple now?
Yeah, I think all you have to do is listen to, the Alachua Chronicle is a great...
They do a great job.
They do a great job. Jen Cabrera and her group over there, they document the city commission meetings. And all you have to do is listen to what they say. They want to get, Brian Eastman, James Ingalls, constantly talk about getting control of the utility again. And one of the items on, and we haven't talked about the referendum at this point, but one of the items on the referendum is to remove the cap on the general fund transfer, which means it can go to whatever they like.
Remove the cap.
Think about that.
And these are the same entity, at least, different players maybe, but the same ones that took $68 million more than GRU produced in profits.
Now you're getting the picture.
All right. So on that note, let's take a break. And when we come back, you can give us more of the positive of the changes, how they're impacting rate payers and then the future of this road to, fiscally being on good, solid turf. All right. So we'll get that next. We're talking to General Manager and CEO of GRU, Ed Belarski, and we'll continue with part two next on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And we're talking to General Manager and CEO of GRU, Ed Belarski, laid down kind of the past and what this municipally owned utility has been through, from a shining rock star of a utility company to being mired in debt to over $2 billion in debt at one point. And then in this segment, I wanted Ed to get an opportunity to tell us, give us some of the positive things. In other words, let me ask you this. Where does GRU rank now in rates compared to the rest of the utility companies statewide?
Bob, as let's see, as close as March of 2023, a couple years ago, the electric rates for residential customers was still number one in the state.
Number one highest in the state. That is a fact. I've said it before. Go ahead.
And now we're at number 14 out of like 38. So we're within literally $4 a month of the middle. And you say, wow. I mean, I was here with you last time.
Yeah.
And you were there like, hey, Ed, glad you have your job, but it's going to be a rough road.
I did, yes.
And one of the things that we've been able to do is reduce the general fund transfer that was going to the city because their profits that we're using to pay down debt. And you know what happens when you pay down debt. Interest expense goes down. We're saving somewhere in the order of $10 to $12 million a year in interest expense that we're not paying. We're entering into natural gas prepayments that are saving us on the order of $5 million a year.
Wasn't there a time when they didn't like that, or the city didn't want you to do that?
I went to them year after year and they said, no, we don't like fossil fuels, so we don't want you to get into a natural gas prepayment. I said, well, we have 30, 40,000 natural gas customers. They would be not happy to hear that we're not going to be supplying them with natural gas. The authority, the board, recognizes that we'll be using gas for a while, and we're accruing those savings that are keeping rates low. By the way, for the past, now for 2 years in a row, we haven't raised electric rates or natural gas rates. And that's what's allowing us to get closer to the average with other utilities like JEA, OUC, or Orlando Municipal Utilities. They're raising the rates, and we're keeping ours the same. So instead of recognizing that, folks on the commission will say, well, GRU hasn't reduced rates. Well, we haven't raised them while others have. That has the same effect.
Like airlines buy their fuel in bulk ahead of time when the fuel costs are lowest, and that saves, you know, the customers and the company money. It would be the same thing here. If you prepay for a huge amount of natural gas at a good rate, then you're going to be able to pass that good rate along to the customers. And they, the city council or city commission, for some strange reason, couldn't quite understand that. Well, they let this idea that it was a fossil fuel kind of get in the way.
Yes.
And so as we move forward and we see, you know, under a Trump administration and all that, he's going to roll back a lot of regulations. Is the Deerhaven plant running? What does it run on? And don't you have a stockpile of coal that you could utilize if you wanted to?
We have everything but the kitchen sink. We have a diversity of fuel that is probably number one in the state. We converted the Deerhaven 2 coal facility to run on natural gas. So when gas is cheap, we let it run on gas. When it's other than that, we'll use coal. Typically, coal is there as an emergency fuel. Okay. We only have a couple of gas lines coming into Florida, so coal is there when we're constrained on natural gas. It's pretty expensive right now.
It is.
Yeah, it's probably $6 a million BTU versus $2 or $3 a million
BTU.
Okay. So it just isn't the, you know, and environmental regulations have changed a lot of that. We'll see where that goes. But we have a stockpile of about 60,000 tons on the ground out there for emergencies. We also have the wood at the biomass plant. But we're basically a natural gas facility.
What's that BTU? What would be that rating for the wood, for the biomass?
Well, the thing that you need to look at is the heat rate. We're at about, that's the amount of BTUs it takes to produce a kilowatt. There's about 13,000. Our best natural gas plants are around 8.
Okay.
So the efficiency is there with natural gas as opposed to wood. But, you know, you switch and swap when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beauty of what we're continuing to build at GRU.
Hey, that's like good diversity.
That's it.
Wow.
That is a diversity that we proclaim at GRU.
All right. So what does the future hold? Where do you see things at GRU, you know, in the 5 to 10 year range? What's it going to look like? What are rates going to look like? You know, are we going to be using different fuels than we are now? What do you see?
Yeah, I think that natural gas is going to be there on the horizon. I think we're equipped to do that. We have a lot of older plants that we have a lot of institutional knowledge, a lot of great folks that are working every day to keep in the best shape possible. We're looking at opportunity out there. We didn't continue with the solar power purchase agreement. We had an agreement for 75 megawatts. They wanted an increased price that would have been more expensive than the fuel energy we produce. So we didn't continue. It was mutual. We agreed that we couldn't continue with that. And lo and behold, we're looking at excess solar capacity that's out there. We're seeing prices less than that now.
Mm.
In the future, we could go to that. We're operating as a business now. And it's, you know, when I worked for the city commission, they looked at it like it was a service. It was a nonprofit. That's not how we operate.
It had to produce a profit to make them happy because they took the profit whether it was there or not. So, yes, it's convenient when it's run like a business and profitable when they can take off the top.
Well, you know, here's a statistic, and think about it. Since 2003, GRU has given 97% of its profits to the city commission.
Wow.
97. Now, remember, that profit has to pay for capital expenditures, equipment. That profit has to pay off debt. There was 3% left over.
Those other things.
Right. That's why we're where we're at today. And it's why the city commission wants to have a referendum on the books to take control back from the authority, that state-mandated authority, because they want access to that general fund transfer. One of those referendum items is they will take the cap off of that general fund transfer. So they could indeed take $68 million more than the utility produced.
So if there was a referendum, the only people that would be eligible to vote in it would be city residents, even though 40% of the consumer base is outside the city limits.
Yes. And one of the things that people need to understand with that is through House Bill 1645, when the authority was created, those county residents were given representational mm-hmm. rights.
For the first time.
For the first time ever. 35 to 40,000 customers had a voice at the board of GRU. One of their representatives that was appointed would speak, you know, for those county residents. So when I hear that what the governor has done and the state has done is not democratic, it doesn't listen to the voter.
Keep it local, they say. Yeah.
Keep it local.
Yeah, right.
It does the opposite.
Right. It's a small group of people calling all the shots for the entire group, and the entire group doesn't have a voice if it goes back to the old way.
Exactly.
And back to the old way, we've already shown, is not the good way.
Yes. Nope. And I think the path forward is for GRU to continue operating as a business, continuing thinking of the customer first. That's one of our programs, customer first. Having all the programs that benefit the customer, modernizing the system, and continuing to keep rates low and bills affordable.
Right on. Ed Belarski, General Manager, CEO of GRU. And quite frankly, the saga continues. I know we'll be talking about this for some time in the future, and we appreciate your time, Ed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.